the fox, the rabbit, and the squirrel. In the dense pine forest, there lived a family of squirrels. Within that forest, there was a meadow covered with blooming flowers. A rabbit lived in that meadow. One day, a fox came to the pine forest. When he saw the rabbit jumping around, his instinct was to catch it. When the rabbit realized that the fox was closing in, it quickly ran into a mud hole. The fox rushed over and started to dig the hole with his claws. But he didn't know that the mud hole was very long and had several exits. The rabbit escaped from one of the exits, which was covered with grass. The fox tried to chase the rabbit again, but he couldn't catch up. The fox was angry and hungry. Right then, the fox saw a squirrel, who was on the ground not far away. The squirrel was watching the fox hunting for the rabbit. The fox thought it might be a good idea to grab a squirrel as a snack. The fox jumped over towards the squirrel, but the squirrel quickly climbed up a pine tree. The fox could not climb a tree, so he looked on helplessly at the squirrel in the tree and then decided to leave. The squirrel told his brothers and sisters about the fox chasing the rabbit and then harassing him. The squirrel felt that since the fox did not catch the rabbit, it would not be dissuaded and would come back again. They wanted to find a way to help the rabbit to get rid of the fox. They discussed and came up with a plan. Early next morning, the squirrels rushed to find the rabbit and told him about their plan. After listening to the squirrels, the rabbit thought it was a good idea. He immediately worked with the squirrels and made the necessary preparations. At noon, the fox showed up as expected. When the rabbit saw the fox, it started to run. The fox chased right after him. This time, the rabbit changed its escape route. He went straight to the pine forest and hid in the hole near the roots of a pine tree. The fox thought that the tree hole would not be as long as the mud hole. He stretched a paw into the tree hole, trying to catch the rabbit. The rabbit quickly picked up a fork-shaped tree branch, which was placed in the hole in advance, and pinned the fox's paw firmly in the hole. The fox tried with all his might, but still couldn't pull out his paw and get away. At this moment, the squirrels, who were hiding in the pine trees, started throwing pine cones at the fox. The fox yelped with pain and struggled frantically. Soon, he was exhausted and fell to the ground. All the squirrels came down to the ground and surrounded the fox holding large pine cones in their paws. They were about to throw those pine cones at the fox again. The sly fox knew that was not a good sign and asked for mercy. "Please let me go. I will never hunt you again." The squirrels warned the fox, "If you come again, you will be sorry." The fox sighed. "I know, I won't come again." Right then, the squirrel told the rabbit to remove the tree branch. The fox pulled out his injured paw and limped away. The rabbit got out of the tree hole and hugged all the squirrels, and he declared with excitement, "That was awesome! Teamwork beats working alone. Thank you for helping me drive the fox away."